You are listening to the Pastors of Pain podcast, hosted by Father Brian O'Brien and Father Kerry Wakulich.
Welcome, one and all, to God's country, America, Stillwater. You've tuned in and then turned on and made a really wise decision today to jam it out with us on the Pastors of Pain. Soon to be the pastor singular.
I would say the number one question I get
is, when is the 2024 football schedule coming out?
I just sent it to you.
Did you really?
Last week.
Waiting on pins and needles for this schedule to come out. I was trying to get it in December and January.
They released it. Yeah. Last week.
Yep.
The number one question I get about my move is, so are you excited? And my answer to that is not really. I will be like, once I know where I'm going, I think some excitement will build. Mm-hmm. But I'm really trying not to speculate, because that's why, like, I was with some people. This was probably 2 weeks ago. I went over, it was like a Sunday night, and just some really good friends, some like former students who are all, I did all their weddings, and they, anyway, it was the night of like all that ice, when the ice started.
Is this the,
I was at the Griffins.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked in, and they were like, all right, we've been waiting to see you. Here's what we think is going to happen. And I was like, what?
And you said, I'm going in the transfer portal, and I want to see who picks me up.
I am in the transfer portal. And they were like, you're going here, and then this priest is going to go here. And I was like, what is this like based on? I just know.
Like,
you don't.
What if you didn't have a transfer portal, and you could like, guys,
we do have a trip. This is how priests move.
But there's no money.
Get a thing.
There's no money, and there's no like.
No, it's not. Yeah, you don't get. But we get a little. You know, we get a survey that says. I mean, it's different than the transfer portal.
I mean, the transfer portal.
We can't say I am leaving.
You want to go to an Alabama parish, like. You know.
What's the Alabama parish?
I don't know. The Alabama, Georgia parishes.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And then you get to get sent to like Butler Community College.
I mean, you know this among priests. Like, there's guys who would look at your assignment and say, no way. I never, ever, ever want to do what Kerry does.
Yeah,
and I think they would look at my assignment and they would say, never, ever, ever. Like, that's too big. That's too...
The people are too pretentious, you know, and stuck up.
Never, never.
Condescending.
Never.
They throw the donuts out the back door and say that the local donut shop made a mess out there, and just to irritate you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think people.
Guys would look at like maybe like a couple smaller, you know, smaller assignments.
Yeah.
I just did a couple weeks ago. I did the Cushing Drum Rite Pawnee. You know, guys would look at that and say, yes, yes, that is me. I want, yes. And other guys would look at that and say, oh man, I just don't know how those guys do it.
I think of Todd Nance.
Todd Nance, our friend, Father Todd Nance, who's from Hominy.
He's the pastor in Hugo.
Hugo Antlers Boswell.
Uh-huh.
And stinking loves it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's beauty in the eye of the beholder, right? But then part of it is, I mean, I would have said, if you had ever said to me, like, do you want to go to Stillwater? I mean, if you're asking me, the answer would be no. Like, I loved being in Tulsa. Tulsa was where I know people. Tulsa is the only place I've really ever lived in, you know, in like in my adult life.
Uh-huh.
And so, do you want to go to Stillwater? No. Will you go to Stillwater? Well, yeah, of course. But then one of my family's sort of, you know, major little virtues is just to, you know, you bloom where you're planted.
Yes.
And that's a great thing for priests, where I don't get to pick where I go. I'm going to go somewhere. Bishop's going to call me at some point here in the next month or so and say, hey. He's going to say, hey, Brian, this
Albuquerque
is,
needs a priest.
This is Bishop. And I say, oh, I know, because, you know, I got you on the old speed dial. And he's going to say, all right, I got a place for you. And I'm going to say, okay.
Well, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
And he's going to name one of the 78 parishes or multiple. He's going to name that or one place.
Why wouldn't he say, Brian, you're going to Cheyenne, Wyoming, or Rapid City, South Dakota needs you?
That's not how it works, Father.
Okay, well, tell, because the good people have got like, okay.
Oh, this is what I was saying. Oh, so the first question people ask me is, are you excited? And I say, no. I mean, I'm not excited yet to move.
Yeah.
I'm still very much here, and we still got a lot to do.
So your sabbatical starts.
And then the other question is, where are you going?
And And most people, and we were prefacing, Rob and I were talking before the show. I said, like, you know, when I received the sacrament of confirmation at the age of 21 in Anjongri, South Korea.
Because you were in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force stationed on an army post at Camp Humphreys. And I was receiving the sacrament of confirmation at the age of 21. And the Archdiocese of the Military Services, which covers every military base in the world, plus aircraft carriers.
U.S. military base.
Yes. Plus remote outposts, plus major military stations like the Pentagon and everything in between, and the submarines underwater. There's airplanes and cargo, everything around the world. They're like, okay, you need to send us your certificate of your baptism and your first communion. And so I had to go back to the Diocese of Tulsa to ship it off to the Archdiocese of the Military Service so they could send it to the Diocese of Pyeongtaekshi so that I could be confirmed by the local bishop who was Korean. Was an American who had been in Korea for 30-something years.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, so like that.
So the whole
most
world,
people don't know.
Yes,
what's
we
going on.
We thought we would make a show today about what is a diocese and why it matters. Every person in the world lives in a diocese.
Uh-huh.
The Roman Catholic Church, the Catholic Church of Pope Francis and many popes before him, from the very beginning, really, there was this guy named Diocletian, who was a Roman emperor, and as a way to organize the Roman Empire, he split up the empire into parts.
Uh-huh.
So rather than we got the whole Roman Empire, he split it up into parts, and each part had a person who oversaw that part of the Roman Empire. So the word diocese
mm-hmm.
comes from Diocletian.
The emperor
of the Roman Empire. Okay. So the Catholic Church said, as we oftentimes do when there's a good idea, we say, hey.
Hey.
What? Hey, come on. Come on, everybody. All right,
oh
they
my gosh.
They say
you pulled that out of the vault.
We say
Cubs-esque era.
Cubs win. Okay, we said that's a great idea, and so we decided then to take on that uh-huh. same structure, and so we split the world up into dioceses. So there are, I don't know how many dioceses there are in the world.
And there's some ancient ones too that like when you...
And there's dioceses come and go. Just as an example, last week I read that they just created, Pope Francis just created a new diocese in China.
Really?
Okay. So this happens, right? It happened in the United States just a couple, it was probably 2 years ago. There were two dioceses in Alaska that decided to, that joined.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so there's just movement all the time because people move around, dioceses that are shrunken, dioceses that grow. Anyway.
Okay. So Monsignor Archbishop Peter Wells.
Yes.
He's Archbishop of
Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Yep.
He's a cardinal. He's not a cardinal.
He's the titular Archbishop of Marcian Polis, which is in Greece, and it doesn't exist anymore. Yeah,
right.
So there's those dioceses. Right. What I loved about that
have been suppressed.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it was the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, and there's those two readings.
January 25th.
Yeah, one's a letter to Timothy, and the other one's to Titus. And as he's writing to Titus, there's this interesting, really cool, like, structure he's got in that. He's like, hey, remember, as you're going out to all these places, you've planted churches. And there was this line, and he says, and you've left presbyters behind.
Yep.
Like, yes, it's great to plant a church, Also, don't forget you need priests to offer sacrifice there. So he would plant presbyters in these little churches. And then those areas were broken up into little regions of diocese. So one bishop, when they would, a bishop, because it says in the Acts of the Apostles, must be this and this and this and this. And then deacons are like this and this and this. And then presbyters are left behind to offer sacrifice. And that bishop is supposed to take care of that region. So when something important happens in that diocese, it's run by that bishop. So I was looking it up, Diocletian was around in the year 284.
Yep.
And so we didn't have to worry about like what's going on in the next door diocese because your bishop was taking care of your diocese.
So we've taken the world and we've split it up into parts. Mm-hmm. So let's make that a little more colloquial. All right. So then let's take the United States of America.
Yep.
There are, I don't know what it is. It's like 140 dioceses, let's say.
Oh.
So in Oklahoma, we have two. Now, if you go to Texas, I think there's 14 in Texas. I think there's probably 12 or 15 in California, right? And partially because those places like have more Catholics. But then, for example, I mean, talk about big dioceses. The whole state of Wyoming,
yeah,
is one diocese. The whole state of Arkansas is one diocese.
Yeah.
So
Alaska's one.
Alaska's, I think, is two or three.
It used to be three.
It used to be three, and now it's two, or it used to be four, and now it's three.
Yeah, and I hear Dodge Something City like is going away because it's just.
Oh, don't start rumors.
Well, 194 dioceses.
There was, though. This happened up in, for our one Ohio listener. They were talking about the Diocese of Steubenville being enveloped by the Diocese of. Columbus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's this constant movement. Okay, so Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, we have two dioceses. We have the Diocese of Tulsa, which we think is the best.
Oh, yeah.
And we have the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City.
Which
we think is the second best diocese in our state. And so when a priest is ordained, like us, Father Carey and Father Carey is, we are priests of the Diocese of Tulsa.
Not me. I'm a priest of the Eparchy of St. Nicholas out of Chicago. Go ahead.
Okay.
I get it.
Never mind, Father Carey. I am a priest of the Diocese of Tulsa. And so for my whole life, with very rare exception, I am going to live and die in Eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly.
So in our diocese, we have a bishop, David Condorla, and he has a bunch of priests, whatever there are, 60, 70 of us or so. And that group of people, our bishop and those priests, we are tasked with covering the parishes, the 78 parishes of Eastern Oklahoma.
Yep.
Now, we have priests from other places. A third of our priests are international.
Shout out to them.
We have... we have different religious orders. We have the monks at Clear Creek. We have, other Augustinians. We have other people. But it is the priests of the diocese. So when I was ordained, I took a vow. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I took a vow of obedience to Bishop Edward J. Slattery and his successors. Who's his successor? Bishop David Condorla. And so Bishop David Condorla tells me where to go.
Mm-hmm.
He told me I was coming to Stillwater. And then just before Christmas, he told me that I was leaving Stillwater. And that's the way it goes. So when somebody says, well, where are you going? And I have in my head that like everybody understands everything that I understand, which is not, which we've kind of found is not the case, which is why we're doing this.
Draft picks and transfer portals. That's what I'm thinking.
So I will be, when I leave Stillwater and get a new assignment, it will be at one of the 78 parishes in the diocese of Tulsa.
Not in one of the 194 dioceses in the United States.
It will not be, is that how many there are?
194.
194 dioceses. Yep. Yeah. So when people, somebody said the other day, like, oh, so you're like, you'll be, maybe like you'll go back to Houston, like where you grew up? And the answer is no. I mean, I'm going to go visit my parents, but I will never be assigned to Houston.
You could be if you say, hey, my parents are getting old. I'd like to go down and
help
with these parents.
Yes, extraordinary circumstance. So then here in Stillwater, what kind of gets it confused is our good friend, Father Michael Pratt,
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a special case. He's a priest of Tulsa, but he has taken a special assignment at the American Seminary in Rome. That's very much the exception. Mm-hmm. Very much the exception. And so when at some point I'm going to get a call and I'm going to be going to a parish or parishes in the Diocese of Tulsa.
Yeah. And I like that when they go through this, they're like, okay, so what do we need? Where do we need priests? And also what is their skill set? What do they have? But also, like, is this guy, maybe it's not a skill set, but we just need him to do it.
Yeah. And I think that's part. I mean, I think all of us have been tasked with, I mean, this is true of every priest. Your assignments are always going to be hard because you're being asked to go somewhere you've never been, generally.
Yeah.
And lead a parish or parishes of people that don't necessarily even know you.
Right, right.
I mean, I came here, I knew seven people.
And I was one of them.
Oh.
Make that eight.
Did I put you on the list?
Oh, ouch. Well, like when we were at Bishop Kelly, you were the president, I was a chaplain. Yep. And that kid asked that day, why isn't Father Wakulich in charge? And you said the place would burn. No, a girl said the place would burn down by the end of the afternoon. Yeah. And everybody was like, yeah, right on. So we have our gifts and talents. And you know,
and so you try to match that up. And that's why you pray for our bishop, because the bishop has a hard job trying to match up particular needs with the priest that he's got.
Yeah.
And that those needs don't always match up perfectly. And so that's why we ask for God's help. Okay, yeah. Would you like to hear a list of all the places where there are Catholic churches in our diocese?
Oh yeah, give me a don't just say a name. Let me guess one.
We were playing the other night when I printed this out, we were playing Diocese of Tulsa trivia.
Uh-huh. Pick me a letter.
Okay. Name the three cities or towns in the Diocese of Tulsa that have a Catholic church that start with the letter O.
Okarchie.
Okarchie is not in our diocese.
Okmulgee.
Okmulgee is one. And there's actually two parishes there, but it's okay.
There's
Okmulgee.
Orlando.
Orlando is not in our diocese.
Okarchie.
And there's not a church in Orlando.
Okay. There needs to be one. Okay. Okmulgee. Can I have a second letter?
W.
Owosso.
Owosso.
And.
Father Robert Duck.
Holdenville. No, Holdenville. Henrietta and.
What's his
name? O'Keen.
O'Keen is in the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Do you want to move diocese? What's wrong with you?
It's not O'Keen.
O'Keen is in Oklahoma City. Okarchie is in Oklahoma City. Orlando is in Oklahoma City.
When you live on the frontera of the diocese and you spend all time with
Okemah. St. Teresa in Okemah.
Gosh.
Okay, so anyway, if you ever just want to play a diocese
of Tulsa. Give me another letter.
Another one?
Yeah.
What are the four?
Oh, four. Oh, no.
Four cities in Oklahoma, cities or towns.
In the Diocese of Tulsa?
In the Diocese of Tulsa that have a Catholic church that start with W.
Wenceslaus?
Oh, my gosh. We don't have a St. Wenceslaus in our diocese.
Towns. Welch.
Welch is one. St. Ann's in Welch.
Welch. Hold on.
Dead air time.
I got this. Welch. Weatherford.
Weatherford is in Oklahoma City. What is wrong with you?
It's also in Texas. Weatherford, Texas, west of Fort Worth, 50 miles.
Weatherford is where OSU grad Father Kelly Edwards is. Okay, Welch. You got three more. You are failing right now.
Welch. Weatherford, not...
No.
Gosh. Okay, help me.
You asked for this. W-A.
Wakomas? Wakulich. Is that a town?
W-A-G.
Wagner.
Wagner. Holy Cross and Wagner. Okay, so you got Welch, Wagner. Two more.
Give me a second letter.
E. Father Lawrence Nwachuku.
Nwachuku's out there? He's got Salisaw.
People are turning off the radio. Last and right.
Oh, what's the second letter?
People are fast forwarding.
W-E-B. Weber's Falls.
Weber's Falls.
Come on.
Nope. So we got Wagner, Weber's Falls, Welch, and Father Brian Ketterer.
West Haven?
Sacred Heart in...
Wilburton.
Wilburton. That is correct.
I used to hunt down there.
Oh my God. That was paid. Okay, so here's the quick list. You ready for this? I'm going to name all the cities that have a Catholic church in the Diocese of Tulsa. Ready? Begin. Antlers, Atoka, Barnsdall, Bartlesville, Bixby, Boswell, Bristow, Broken Arrow, Claremore, Clayton, Cleveland, Collinsville, Cookson, Coweta, Cushing, Payne County, represent Dewey, Drumright, which is half in Payne County.
Oh, yeah.
Durant.
No.
Eufaula, Fairfax, Grove, Hartshorne.
I love Grove. That's where I want to go.
Huebner, Henrietta. Shout out, Father Robert Duck.
And Holdenville.
Holdenville. Shout out, Father Robert Duck. Hominy. Shout out, Father Todd Nance. Hugo. Hulbert. Hulbert is not a parish, but Hulbert has Our Lady of the Annunciation, Clear Creek Monastery.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Same. Mm-hmm.
Idabel. Krebs. Langley. Manford. McAllister. Miami. Muskogee. Nowata. Okima. Okmulgee. Owasso, Pawhuska, Pawnee, Poto, where I'm going next month to give a parish mission.
Oh, cool.
Pryor, where I went last year to give a parish mission. Roland, Salisaw, Sand Springs, Sepulpa, Scheidler, Skiatook, Spiro, Stigler, Stillwater, whoop, whoop, Tahlequah, Tallahena, Tulsa, which has 16 parishes, Veneta, Wagner, Weber's Falls, Welch, and Wilburton.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing? Our diocese is so awesome.
And it's beautiful,
it's
too.
It's so awesome. So if you look at a map of Oklahoma and find Stillwater, find Payne County.
And draw a little hat.
Everything to the right of that. Everything east of that. I mean, basically everything east of that.
And it goes down, it cuts across the Cimarron River, and then gets Agra, not Agra.
So Payne County. If you're in Payne County, you're in the Diocese of Tulsa. If you're in Logan County or Noble County, you're outside.
Agra's outside
the diocese.
Agra's ours, isn't it?
Yes.
Agra, but not Thomas and Fay. Thomas and Fay are, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yep. So what somebody said to me, so Father, you're moving east. And I can say definitively, yes, I am moving.
I am moving west, east
because St. Francis Xavier is the westernmost parish in eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah, we used to fight over that because we were both on Knobloch and West Street.
Yes, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
So that's what a diocese is. So there's priests of a diocese, and we are going to be assigned in this geographic, so we are tied to a geographical area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different from like the Jesuits and the Benedictines who are more tied to their community, which can send them to lots of different places.
Like the priesthood fraternity of St. Peter.
That's a religious order.
Yeah, we have those guys in the diocese and they're in our vicariate.
Yes. Right. Yeah. The most precious blood is the parish. It's in kind of Western, it's in so Berry Hill. Yeah. Western
last,
Tulsa.
It was interesting. It was kind of funny. I was like, at our last vicariate meeting, one of the guys wasn't there. And it's because he
Father
was
Elijah Muda Tuchin Daniel. Oh yeah.
Because he was in Florida covering.
Right.
Because
they don't have.
Yeah, they needed a priest. It was Florida or South Carolina. They needed Florida, a priest for something. And so.
For our Tulsa listeners, can you name all the parishes in Tulsa?
Oh, I mean.
You're from there.
I am.
You grew up at one of them and went to school at another one.
Yeah. Pius.
Okay. St. Thomas More. So St. Thomas More and St. Pius. Yep.
Yep. That's it.
What else?
That's all that's there. And then I used to live
and
in Christ
the assigned, King. And you were assigned? You were assigned to TU?
And Christ the King. I was assigned to live at Christ the King.
So St. Philip Neri is one of them because that's a parish.
St. Jude?
Christ the King, St. Jude. What is
Immaculate
Jude?
Conception?
No, that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, what?
What are the other parishes in Tulsa? Go.
Resurrection, yes. St. Bernard.
Yes.
St. Benedict, St. Anne's.
Nope, those are in Broken Arrow.
Oh, boo, Broken Arrow with their name changing of their roads. The North Tulsa parishes, St. Augustine and St. Monica.
Yes, nice.
And then let's see.
You're doing great.
I'm driving around. And then
downtown. What's downtown?
St. Francis Xavier and then Holy Family Cathedral.
Yep.
I'm zinging through Midtown. I already got Christ the King and St. Mary's. And then St. Bernard's in South Tulsa.
Yep.
We need a new church in Bixby. If you go to Bixby, build a new church there.
Bixby is not in Tulsa. Bixby is in Bixby.
I know, but they need a new church.
21st and Harvard.
A big church.
21st and Harvard.
21st and Harvard. Oh, I haven't gone to there yet. Madeline.
Yeah.
Circling around the Madeline because, the Madeline.
You are so close to getting all these. You're missing four.
I'm just driving through town. Saints Peter and Paul.
Okay. You're now missing three.
And then I'm going, back south and I got Resurrection.
Yep.
And I got St. Bernard's and I'm coming back around again. And I got, St. Anne's is not in
where did I used to live?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. You did? Oh, you did. Yeah, okay. You are missing now. Oh, and you said most precious blood.
Yeah.
You are missing one.
Okay. Airtime.
East side.
East side? There's nothing. Oh. No.
Yes.
I got St. Thomas More.
East. Yeah, but east side.
There's no other Catholic church on the east side.
Yes, there is.
I already got St. No, there's not.
Father Zwei Nguyen.
Oh, St. Joseph's Vietnamese Parish.
Yes.
Yeah. Golly.
Here's a little more trivia of the Diocese of Tulsa. What is the smallest parish in the Diocese of Tulsa by attendees?
I'm going to guess the one that Father Brian Ketterer had to close because the one guy who went there said, I'll just go to the next mass in the next town over.
That is Holy Trinity in Clayton. Uh-huh. Yep, they had one guy, but he decided to go to the other church.
Okay, we've talked about this a couple of times. Idabel needs a new church too. You know, Idabel is not just like a podunk little town. I was down in Dallas. I had some meetings down there, met some donors, went to some Catholic high schools, and people were like, oh yeah, I go to Beaver's Bend. In the southeast corner of Oklahoma, a lot of people don't know this, but you'll have 20,000 people a week going through that region.
Are they in Idabel or they're north of there?
They're in Idabel and Broken
Bend. In Hochetown. Yeah.
And so the cost of houses, because people come up from the DFW Metroplex, and are just buying up land and building these massive houses. And so Southeast Oklahoma needs a new church. And it's kind of like what happens in the mountains of Colorado, where like at Breckenridge, Christmas Mass, the deacons would say, yeah, we had to distribute Holy Communion to 20,000 people this weekend because all these people are coming to ski and they're coming to all these parishes. And so during those times of the year, they have to rent out event centers to have mass.
So you'd build a bigger church in Idabel or you'd build another church?
Well,
if you were the bishop,
it would be,
we should have a show called If I Were the Bishop.
It would be to look at that infrastructure because have they expanded those roads? Have they built the road system up to meet the expansion is people just going to get stuck? So would you just start having mass at a school in Broken Bow? Because, and then also the cost of land there.
Yeah.
I mean, the land is like outrageously expensive now and you couldn't afford to build the church there.
So this is like, I mean, the diocese has to, we're kind of, you know, where are people moving? Where did people used to live and now don't?
I mean, example.
Where are people moving? Where's the growth? It's a hard job. It's a hard job being a bishop.
Yeah. Like Ketterer was saying, there's people buying land around all these lakes in central Oklahoma. So that little Catholic church, they're going to keep it. They're not getting rid of it because now there's this influx of thousands of people a month during the summertime.
Isn't that interesting?
Who are coming from the DFW Metroplex to build houses on lakes.
But is that our job? Do we have to?
We had to evangelize
these
people.
We have to minister to DFW?
Hey, man, they need Jesus too. They need Jesus too.
Okay, anyway, I hope that was helpful. Understanding better the good old Diocese of Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Happy Lent.
To learn more about the Pastors of Pain podcast, you can find them on Apple and Spotify.